The Cardinals trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Phillies on Greek Heritage Night in Philadelphia. Even Philly Fanatic doing some dancing there. Pick it up in the second, scoreless game. Jed Jerko facing Jeremy Hellickson.
No score here in the second. First pitch swung on, hit in the air deep down the left field line towards the pole, and it is gone. Solo home run for Jed Jerko, leading off here in the top of the second inning. It's his 10th of the year. It's the 16th given up by Hellickson. And it's 1-0 St. Louis.
Here's the 1-0. Swing and a ground ball up the middle. Base hit out into center field. And Franco does pick up Joseph. In to score is Howie Kendrick, and Franco with a two-out RBI single has tied this game at one.
And Casey Fien comes set. He kicks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive into right center field. That'll be a base hit. And it'll give the Cardinals the lead. Fowler coming around third. He's right on Carpenter's heels. They're both going to score without a throw. It's a double for Piscotty, and the Cardinals have a 3-1 lead. 1-0. Swing and a ball crushed. Deep center field, and that ball is gone at the very back of the stands. Almost reached onto Ashburn Alley. Just to the left of the 409 sign above that angled wall. It's a two-run homer for Molina. It's his 9th of the season, and it's a 5-1 St. Louis lead.
Some of that tonight, just inability to command the strike zone and the offense.
Here's a ball that's destroyed. Deep left field, long gone. And Tommy Pham with a two-run home run. An absolute lightning bolt out to left field.
The Cards snap a two-game skid, defeating the Phillies 8-1. Mike Leake in no decision, allowing one run in six frames. The bullpen does the rest, going five scoreless innings. The Phillies have now dropped 12 of their last 13. The Phillies come up short in 11 innings. Manager Pete McKinnon spoke after.
Well, it was a good game for 10 innings. Hellickson, other than hanging that curveball to Jorko, pitched extremely well. I think he had something like 18 swings and misses. Which is, I think in his previous three outings, he had a total of 25, so he looked much better. He made a few adjustments, so that was good to see. And we got three clean innings, and then in that 11th, Ramos couldn't throw strikes, and Fien threw too many good hittable strikes. So tough way to lose the game after having such a good pitching performance from Hellickson. Good to see Mike Kelfranco get that RBI single up the middle. Kendrick, three line drive base hits, the walk. That ball he hit down the right field line, I thought we had a chance to score, but they played him very well. They played him way over there, and he couldn't get that ball in the corner. Altair made a real nice play on that line drive through to first base and got the guy at second, oddly enough. But that's about it.
Ramos, is it jarring at all, just from where he was last year to what's happened this season?
Yeah, it's today he didn't record an out. In his last outing, he didn't record an out. Got to throw strikes, got to pitch.
You mentioned adjustments for Hellickson. What do you think he's?
Well, he felt uncomfortable trying to be too quick to the plate, so he slowed his delivery down a bit, and he said that seemed to help him. And his changeup was really good. He made a couple mistakes up with it, but in general, he got a lot of swings and misses with it. That's his bread and butter pitch, and he did a real good job. Had opportunities, not many, but we had opportunities to score, and just couldn't knock the runs across.
You mentioned Hellickson with the swings and misses, but also like third and fourth innings, he had some guys on base and was able to get some ground balls in that.
Yeah, that one inning, second and third, we got out of that jam. That was huge. I didn't see that coming. Usually when you get a man on third with nobody out, you kind of assume he's going to score. That goes for both sides. But he did a good job getting ground balls to get out of the jam. He pitched very well. Good to see.
Do you worry? Losing almost becoming habit.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. The only thing that I can think of to change is just continue doing the same type of work we do before the games. We work on every aspect of the game, and rather than get negative. I want to stay positive with the guys, but at the same time, let them know that we need to do better in every area. You know, so we need to work on fundamentals and just concentrate on that. You got to hit and you got to pitch.
Up next, the series against the Cardinals continues on Wednesday with Nick Pivetta on the hill.